When God gave government to the people to execute, to kill the Sodomites, to kill the adulterers, that was a different dispensation. We're not under that dispensation. Here's the thing, though. The law of the Lord is perfect.
Amen.
Okay? And in Hebrews, it talks about how meats, drinks, and diverse washings and carnal ordinances were done away with when Christ was crucified on the cross. It didn't say anything about no executions. Okay? Yeah, the sacrifices are done away with, obviously. The meats and drinks and diverse washings, why? Because those were a symbol. Those were symbolism. Those were a shadow of things to come. And the reason those things are done away with is because the fulfillment of them has already come. But there's something called the moral aspect of the law where adultery is still a crime.
Amen.
So, well, no, that's a different dispensation. We can commit adultery all we want now. I mean, is that what you're trying to justify? Because those laws are still, but we're not keeping those laws. Obviously, because we live in the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our government at this time does not impose those laws upon the people.
Yeah.
But that does not mean that they're null and void. Because here's the thing. Jesus said, whosoever offendeth one of these little ones that believe in me, it were better that a millstone be tied about his neck and he would drown in the depths of the sea.
Amen.
That's public execution.
Yeah.
That was Jesus in the New Testament.
Yeah.
He said, well, no. He hadn't died yet, so he was still kind of technically in the Old Testament. Okay. Well, you know what Paul said under the dispensation of grace in Romans 1? The day that commits such things are worthy of death.
Amen.
That was in your dispensation of grace. Let me give you another one. What Peter said, that these beasts are made to be taken and destroyed.
Amen.